that Jaworski did not get the contract for Brigantine, what's going on with Blue Heron, and what Ron thinks about Atlantic City. Is it dead? Is it staggered? Is it down for the count? So without further ado, here's my interview earlier today with former Philadelphia Eagles coach, quarterback, the president of the Maxwell Club, Ron Jaworski.
Good seeing you, my friend.
How are you, Ron?
Good.
Back in Atlantic City again, the Maxwell. Moved a few places. Talk about it. Tropicana, a good spot for you?
Chuck, Tropicana's been phenomenal. Tony Rodio, when Revel closed, where we held our event last year, we were concerned where we were going to go. Because, you know, we're going to have 1,700-plus people, you know, in the showroom tonight. So the dinner continues to grow. The response from the community and the football world has been fantastic. So when we lost the opportunity to be at Revel, it was like, where are we going to go? So as we all know, Tony is a football fan. You know, he loves Eagles, he loves football, and he immediately accepted the Maxwell Football Club's National Awards Gala, like, in a heartbeat. So we couldn't be more thankful. When we were in a situation where we needed some help, he showed up.
Ron, you've done a lot of things in Atlantic City, many, many things. Now you got the Boardwalk Bowl, which, by the way, it's not a new name. You know that. They use that as for the college.
It's a DraftKings Boardwalk Bowl.
All right, let's talk about that event now. You're coming down here with this soul to play in Atlantic City, and you negotiated a pretty good deal with Creed. You're a great businessman, I got to tell you that. Because you got a guarantee, $80,000 from Creed.
Yeah, well, we moved the game from the Wells Fargo Center, so we knew what we could do in playing the game in Philly, so at least wanted to be whole to come to Atlantic City. So it was a pretty easy business decision. And thank goodness there's great leadership in this town right now. The mayor, Don Guardian, I met with him, as he said in his presentation. I came in at 7:30 one morning to meet with him, you know, and tell him how this could be a really good thing, and he embraced it. So that was number one. And then Tony Rodio, obviously Tropicana, you know, we need help with rooms and bringing people down and the events, and it's going to be a great event. Number one, when I came here 6 months ago and looked at the renovated Boardwalk Bowl, it was phenomenal. The Boardwalk Hall was phenomenal. I could not, and I'm going, this is perfect. This is absolutely perfect.
It's,
you know, we're an intimate game. 10,000 people, you're on top of the field. So it was really good. So, you know, I got all amped up, and I said, I'm going to make this happen. And fortunately, we're able to do it. And you know, we're going to play the Las Vegas Outlaws expansion team. It's Motley Crue and Vince Neil. So, you know, arena football is rock and roll. It's family. It's fun. It's affordable. So, I made this clear, and I tried to get it at everybody. It's not a one-off event. Let's play one game. You know, we want to do one, maybe two games at Boardwalk Hall as long as we can. So,
you know, it's a tough town to sell tickets in. So.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I accept the challenge. I played NFL football for 17 years. That was tough, too.
All right. Now, a couple other issues. You were going to do golf in Brigantine. The vote didn't go your way. You still interested in the Brigantine links over there?
Oh, I'm interested, but they're not, apparently. You know, I made an offer to put $1.2 million in the capital improvements of the golf course for a long period of time, pay the Brigantine Township $100,000. They decided they wanted to run it themselves. That's just the way it goes sometimes. I was confident that my company could get in there and turn that golf course around, but, you know, they think they can do it themselves. So, hey, good luck.
All right. Well, how's Blue Heron doing, Ron?
Spectacular.
Are you happy with that property?
Yeah, in fact, with the sale of Atlantic City Country Club, the renovations they're going through, my event in June, my Celebrity Classic, will be held at Blue Heron Pines this year. Yeah,
okay.
So we're excited about that.
Ron, you've always had an affinity for Atlantic City, going 20, 30 years. What about that? I mean, you've spent a lot of time in this community doing various projects.
Chuck, it's pretty simple. You know, I live in New Jersey. I love the shore. My family loves the shore. Every event that I've been involved with that's, you know, used Atlantic City and the shore as a backdrop has been successful. So, you know, if it ain't broke, you know, don't fix it. So I just bring events to the shore, and the people have embraced those events, and they've been successful. So, you know, I get opportunities to do things here in Atlantic City, I'll continue to do it.
Yeah, and the general consensus out there, Dave's written about it, Atlantic City is dead. But you don't think it's dead, do you?
Absolutely not. Hey, you know what? Maybe it's staggered for the last couple of years. You know, maybe it took a standing 8 count, you know, the casino industry and some of those things.
Right, right.
And you know, I've been very fortunate to meet a lot of the people, the Tony Rodios, all the casino operators, and they ask for my point of view. And I think all the issues are solvable problems. This is just me, you know, as a person saying this. For years, the only focus was the casino industry, the gaming industry. I think South Jersey has so many other things things to afford people that visit here. You know, the vineyards, the shopping, the beach, the golf. And you got to sell the whole package to people, not just focus on gaming. And I think people are starting to get it now that there's so many other things that could be done in Southern New Jersey. Let's take advantage of that.
Sports betting, can you have a stance on that one way or the other?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I want to get you in trouble with ESPN.
I'm all for it.
You think it would make a difference?
Yes, it would make a difference. Yes, it would make a huge difference.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, we've all been to Las Vegas. We see what it does there. I've been to Las Vegas on March Madness.
Yeah, this weekend or next.
Yeah, weekend. I mean, you can't get a room. You can't get, yeah, that's, you know. So, hey, it draws people, and people, you know, spend money that drives the economy. It's pretty simple to me. I'm not that smart, Chuck. You know,
yes, you are, because the deal you negotiated with Rita.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there was a...